Hey, you guys, what's up? You are tuned in to the Chi Chi Show, and tonight I have a very, very, very special guest. I have with me Colleen Cruzo. Okay, yes. So I have with me Colleen Cruzo, and she is a songwriter. She's a Houston native. She is extremely talented. Her new single Truth is out. She is one of the soul angels, you know, from Solange's album, Solange and the Hadley Street Dreams, and she is super talented. Colleen, welcome to Houston. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay,
good to be home.
Right? I heard you're Frenchie's area, so do you get free Frenchies? Did you go to Frenchie's when you came home, or were you just looking forward to something else?
You know, I have to tell on myself, I went straight to Frenchie's from the airport and got a King special with some peppers and some boudin.
All right,
you and always, strawberry soda.
You always have to get the boudin, like from Frenchie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to just get right into the interview, and I want to talk to you about, you know, when you were a part of the Hadley Street Dreams. So, what made you decide, okay, I want to go solo now? This is fun. I know you've been singing since you were a kid, you've been acting since you were a kid, but when was the moment when you were like, okay, this has been too long and I need to just be a superstar?
Well, Solange is actually one of my childhood friends, and I was in LA working on my stuff, and she was about to shoot her video, and she asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, and I was like, of course. So I did the video with her, which was really amazing for her single I Decided at the time. And I went back to Houston and continued working on my stuff, and then one of her background singers and dancers got hurt. So she called me and asked me to come fill in for a few spot dates. So I did a couple of shows with her, but that was it. Just a video and a couple of spot dates.
Well, I definitely remembered you from that. Looked your picture up to see, okay, who is this? Like, she kind of sounds familiar or whatever. And when I saw your picture, immediately I was like, oh my gosh, because that was when I was a junior in high school, me and my best friend, that was our favorite album.
Aww.
And everyone would look at us crazy and they would be like, what are you guys listening to? And we're like, Solange, you don't know. And she was coming to the rodeo, and we were all excited and everything. We were like, oh my gosh. So when I saw your picture, like, automatically I was like, oh my gosh, I Decided. Oh my goodness, I know who this is. And then when I started reading more about you, I was like, wow, this is, and I listened to your single Truth Is. That song is amazing.
Thank you.
I love how it's kind of like a female anthem. You know, some guys think, you know, I'm such a player and I broke her heart. Well, you don't know, I broke your heart. So for those of you guys who haven't heard Truth Is, we're going to play it for you right now. So what was your inspiration behind Truth Is? Like, what inspired you to write that and to just let people, well, let guys know, not people, but let guys know, hey, truth is, I have more guys than you have more girls. So, I mean.
Absolutely. Truth Is one of those songs. I went into the studio and I just kind of freestyled. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, the truth is somebody made me mad.
Okay. The real
and
truth
so
comes out.
I went in and I really just freestyled the song, and I got to the hook and I was like, ooh, I don't know if I can say that. And the engineer was like, you can say whatever you want, it's your record. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Exactly.
So after I got done recording it, I didn't play it for anybody for like 2 months, because I was like, it's a little harsh, you know?
Yeah.
And then I ended up playing it for my team, and they were like, what is wrong with you? We need to put this out. This is great. So I was like, all right, great. Well, and there you have it. I love to write songs for women. I love to write songs that empower women. Mm-hmm. A lot of men feel some type of way about this song, but you know what? If you don't like it, it's not for you. And at the end of the day, men get to say whatever they want. And so I feel like we should have the same platform.
Exactly. And I've always said with rappers or whatever, I noticed some girls get mad, like, oh my gosh, he said this or he said that. But I guess for me, the girl he's talking about isn't
you. Yeah.
And he's an artist, like, so that's his platform.
Absolutely.
So the same with guys. Like, yeah, you know, Colleen's song, maybe it's not for you, and she's an artist. This is her platform, and I totally related to it, and I love it. So,
well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I saw you dancing in the video, yeah, and I was like, yes, oh my gosh. I was like, we need dance back in music videos, yeah, and everything. So is that something that you'll continue doing for all of your songs, dancing and singing at the same time?
I think it depends on the record. My project is a 6-song project, and so, mm-hmm, some songs are more ballad. Mm-hmm. So if it's a ballad, it'll probably be more of a storyline in terms of the video. But I love to dance. That's like,
yeah, I was like, I love, oh my to gosh, dance.
So if you come to a show, you'll get some dancing for sure.
Thank you. I love performers and entertainers. I love when people get up and like sing, yeah, and dance. And when you do both well, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, take me now. So who influenced you? I know you grew up singing in the church, which I think automatically when you grew up singing in the church, that's just automatically a stamp, like, bam, you are officially, like, it doesn't matter if you blew up or not, like, officially you're a true artist, you're a real singer. Some of the greatest artists started in the church, Whitney Houston and Faith Evans, the list goes on. So outside of church, what other artists inspired you?
I have an old soul. I think my favorite artist of all time is Donny Hathaway.
What?
I think he sang with so much passion, mm-hmm, and conviction. Even though he was a troubled soul, he just had the best voice to me, mm-hmm, you know, and you could feel everything that he was singing about. Outside of Donny Hathaway, I gotta stick to the hometown hero, Beyonce. You know, she's
of course
definitely one of my favorites. And more of a current artist would be Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes,
I love her
voice is so amazing. Oh yes, my gosh,
it's like, almost it unreal, right?
It touches you every time, like, you hear her sing.
Yep.
So you said Donny Hathaway, mm-hmm, Beyonce, mm-hmm, and Jasmine Sullivan. Mm-hmm. So out of those three, if you had to do a collaboration, mm-hmm, whether it be a tour, mm-hmm, an album, or, mm-hmm, a song, which one would you choose?
Ooh, you're, yeah, backing me into the corner, girl. Why can't I have all of them?
I mean, you can
Donny
have
Hathaway
all of them
is
if you
gone,
want,
but we could use a little sample or something.
Yeah,
you know?
You can have all of, if you want to have all of them, you can have, that would be a killer collaboration. Like, that would be the most talked about collaboration. Jasmine Sullivan, Beyonce, Colleen, and Donny Hathaway. That would be, oh my gosh.
You might, like, be starting something,
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Right? So you said those three influenced you. I noticed with your songwriting, it's actually really good.
Thank,
like, you,
you
know, and I noticed you wrote for other artists. Mm-hmm. What was your all-time favorite song that you've ever wrote?
It has to be a song called Acapella Now, which, uh-huh, is a song that I wrote for myself probably 7 years ago. And it's actually the song that got me my publishing deal with Sony.
What?
It's just one of those songs that I was going through something and I went in and I just really took my time and dug really deep and, you know, tried to use a lot of metaphors and, you know, those kinds of things. And I went in and just sang my heart out, you know what I mean,
yeah,
at that time. And so I think that's probably that's like my baby. You know what I mean? It's old now, but it's going to be
my baby.
Be.
Yeah. I feel like songs never get old, you know?
Yeah. Some songs are timeless.
Yeah, I feel, and I don't know, you might feel like Acapella Now is old, but I feel every song is timeless, you,
yeah,
know, because some people just find songs and they're like, oh my gosh, I love this, and,
yeah,
it takes off. And even if it doesn't take off, that song can help somebody, you know.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't say Acapella Now is probably old. It's, I would,
well, you
say,
know, to me,
to you it's probably old,
me,
yeah. But when I was listening to your songs, I was like, oh my gosh, why did I not know about these songs? So definitely they're gonna be added to my playlist.
Oh,
I really like Truth Is. That's one of my favorite ones, and I love the video. I love the video because
thank you.
I just feel people don't dance anymore. Mm-hmm. So that when I saw that, I was like, yes, someone's dancing. And they're really dancing. It's not like, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We did a lot of rehearsing and thinking. And the creative director for the video's name is Kim Burson. She's one of the greats in the industry. So I was very, very blessed to be able to work with her. But it was her vision. You know, I'm used to doing storyline videos. And she's like, we need to dance.
Yeah, that I'm glad she did that. Like, that was amazing. So you acted in plays when you were younger too.
Yes. I'm a child of the ensemble theater. My parents put me in that every summer.
So what was your favorite play that you did, like, when you were a kid?
Ooh, I think my favorite thing I did, it wasn't a play, it was the Nutcracker. I used to dance ballet, and I was a clown in the Nutcracker. I might have been like 11. And that was a really, really awesome experience for me.
I can only imagine.
Shows, you know, we had multiple shows, and just at that young age, having hair and makeup and get out on this stage in front of, like, all of these, you know, people in suits and ball gowns, it could have been very intimidating, but it wasn't. It was really, really fun.
Well, that's amazing. When I was 11, I was so scared to do any, like, if you put me in a crowd, especially people with ball gowns and whatever, I would be like,
you know, I think for me, everybody has nerves. Of course, I still get nervous before shows, but like the moment, like, my toe steps on stage, it's like a flip switches, and I'm like, all right, it's time, you're on.
That means
you don't have time to be nervous.
Yeah, you're a true performer, because
you got to.
I know if it was me, I would be like, oh my gosh.
Gotta zone out.
Yeah, you're a true performer.
Thank you.
So now you're older, and of course you're focusing on your music right now, but could you see yourself getting back into acting in the future?
It's something that I definitely would love to do. I mean, acting is one of those things, just like songwriting, that you can do forever, you know, till you're 80. You know, it's like, so, you know, right now my focus is really on my career as an artist, because not that you can't make music and be an artist forever, but there is kind of a, you know, a cutoff point at some point. You can't be shaking it and twerking it forever on stage. So I want to kind of really throw myself into that right now. And I'm still writing songs for other people and, you know, just continuing to perfect my craft and dibble and dabble here and there. But my main focus right now is
your music.
Is my music.
That is great. I feel like when artists focus on one thing, you can tell when an artist isn't working on so many things and they're like, I focused on this album for like 2 years, like I didn't do anything else. And it's like the most amazing album ever.
Yeah.
So I already heard Truth Is, like, I already know, like, this project is gonna be amazing.
Thank you.
I only expect it, like, the more, like, you release, like, I just expect you to, like, be somewhere. Like, I don't know why I didn't, like, hear, like, Truth Is on the radio. They need to play that. I don't
know.
Yeah, they need to play that on the radio. That kind of upset me a little bit. I was like, I hear all this stuff on the radio, and I didn't hear Truth Is.
Well,
like,
really? Tell them.
Yeah, like, I'm going to, everybody call in. Like, if you listen, I still listen to the radio, but if you listen to the radio, call in and tell them to play Truth Is by Colleen Cruzo. If you're a girl, you're gonna especially want to call in, because this is our anthem, ladies. Like, really, like, I related it to it so much. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my life right now. Like, you know, so, like, aside from, like, acting and you seeing yourself doing that in the future, possibly, is there anything, like, outside of the arts that you could see, like, I don't know, like a Colleen Cruzo Foundation, or like maybe a fashion line, just something like out of the ordinary, like, you know.
Look, you're giving me ideas.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I also am an artist, a visual artist. I paint. I do abstract art. So that's something that I've done over the past, you know, years in my downtime, something that I love to do. It's just another creative outlet for me. It's a different process, of course, than making music, so I love it, but it still allows my brain to, like, release, you know, my crazy. But outside of that, No, I like have tunnel vision right now, you know?
I mean, that's, I understand. That's like you're focusing on the project. Mm-hmm. So, like, when can we expect it to drop?
So, the project is called Timeless. It's an EP. It's a 6-song project. And the next single should be coming out here pretty soon. Okay. You know, I want to give everybody a time to get in the truth is and understand, you know, where I'm taking them on this journey for the EP. I'm hoping summer.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so like after that, are we gonna tour and everything?
Yes, I'm actually working on putting a showcase together right now. It'll kick off in LA. That's where I'm living now. And then we will come here. Of course, it's my hometown.
Yay.
And Atlanta and probably New York. And okay, then from cool. there, you know, hopefully we catch a wave and
yeah, of course,
do some more cities.
So you've toured before, like you're not new to this. And for those of you who don't know, Colleen has opened up for some pretty major acts, you guys. Like, this woman is super humble. Like, I like, just think about it. She's close family friends with Solange and the Knowles. Like, she's a Frenchie's heiress. Like, she has opened up for Drake. She's opened up for, was it, I'm sorry, Keisha Cole. Mm-hmm. She's opened up for DJ Khaled. Like, you guys. You guys. And she's just sitting here just like as humble and as sweet as ever. Like, I love it.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Like, she's done a lot of touring. So, since you've done a lot of touring, what is your favorite thing to do, like, in your downtime, like, at a tour? Like, do you watch TV? Do you read books? Do you, like, say, okay, I know I'm supposed to eat right now, but this is my one cheat thing, and, like, you hide?
Or, like, you know, I sleep. The shows that I've done have been more spot dates. Uh-huh. So, you know, Drake, his like legendary Houston performance when mm-hmm. he had, you know, really popped and he came out here and he performed at Warehouse Live. I opened for that show, which was mm-hmm. such a great opportunity because I got to get in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I opened for T.I. at the car show, which was here.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity. I think that was one of my probably favorite shows because at the time I had a single on the radio.
Oh, okay.
And I worked so
hard. Was it
hard.
Give and Take?
Give and
okay.
Take, yeah.
Yeah. I remember hearing that on the radio. Yeah.
I worked so hard trying to put this show together and I wanted it to be magical because this was like one of the biggest shows, you know, that mm-hmm. I had ever opened for. And it was really amazing. I got down to the last song, which was Give and Take, and I like went to get my little sip of water and I was like, get my mind together because it's a ballad. And you gotta transform. I'm out of dancing mode and I'm like, really gotta give it to him,
yeah.
you know? And the beat dropped and y'all, I looked in the crowd and everybody's eyes were closed, their hands were up.
What?
And the girls were singing the words. I was like, yes, this is great. I don't have to work that hard on this last song, but it's just such an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
To see that something that you wrote and something you created like impact people.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. That's what music is all about, like touching someone and impacting someone.
Absolutely.
So I can only imagine like how that feeling is. Like, I'm glad you got to experience that
yeah.
and see like firsthand like that you're actually touching someone.
Absolutely.
So have you ever had anyone like come up to you and say like, you know, and give this crazy like life story, like, wow, like your song really like got me through this or really touched my life, thank you?
It's mostly been through social media mm-hmm. that people reach out to me. And Give and Take was one of those songs where mm-hmm. girls were like, this song is like everything. It like, I was going through a breakup uh-huh. and it's like, you know, that made me realize like, this is why I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's an outlet for me and I love to do it, but to see it touch other people and help people get through things, you know, that's an amazing feeling.
I love that. So, Colleen, we're going to stop talking about music for a bit.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about, like, you know, fun stuff, like
okay.
girly stuff,
okay.
you know. So, I see your nail polish, Colleen,
yes.
baby blue,
yes.
nice color.
Thank you.
So, with fashion, like, are you, like, what kind of girl are you? Are you the bohemian girl? Do you like a bit of everything? Are you the girl who's like, you know what, I don't care if it's from Target or if it's from Chanel. It's cute. I'm going to buy it. Or are you the girl that's like, no, brands only?
Oh, no, no, no. No, if it's cute, I don't care where it's from. I'm going to buy it. It's funny. I'm a bit of a tomboy.
Really?
I have my days, you know, where I just want to do sweats and a bun and some J's and like keep it moving. Uh-huh. And then other days, I'm like, I got to have my heels on. My hair has to be beat. My face has to be beat. You know, it just depends on how I feel. But I'm very, my style is just whatever I'm feeling, whatever's cute. It could be from Target. I shop at Target.
Oh, me too.
Sorry. I shop at Target.
I do. I don't think any, like, people can pretend they don't shop at Target.
But
I
how would you even want to pretend, girl? Target, like, has everything.
I know. It's the best place. I hate going to Target sometimes. I have to, like, tell myself, okay, you came here for one thing.
And you leave with 50 just, things.
Yes. It always, and I saw a meme like that. I was like, this is my life. Like, every time I go to Target, I'm like, okay, come on, Tabetha, you came here for one thing. We're gonna get this one thing and we're gonna walk out. And I almost did it one day. Like, I walked into Target, I got the one thing, I was like, yes, I'm going to the register.
And then the register then gets you, because they got a whole line of stuff.
I was like, wait, what's this? And I was like, I know. And then, like, this lady walks by with her basket and I see something in there and I'm like, hey,
they know what they're doing.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I almost made it out, like, almost. But yeah, I have a problem with Target. So
I think we all do.
Yeah,
don't feel bad.
So what is your favorite, like, I'll say chick flick or girl movie? My favorite is Mean Girls, but not because of why, like, I know, like, some girls movie. Yeah, I know some girls like it because they want to be the mean girls. I like it because of the message, like, you know. So, and it's actually really funny. So
it's hilarious. Yeah. I was actually just watching that last week and I forgot how funny it was.
I know, that's what
my favorite chick flick, The Notebook. How could I ever
my
forget?
Gosh. That one is so okay. The only reason I didn't say that one is because I don't like movies that make me cry, and I'm so big on, I don't cry at movies, guys. So, like, whenever I watch movies, if I'm about to cry, I think about Ice Cream because it makes me, like, really happy. So I'm just like when I feel the tears coming, I'm like, okay, Ice Cream, Ice Cream.
Let me
ice
tell
cream.
You how bad I am. Every time I'm at a movie and any of my friends are with me or anybody who knows me, they can watch a scene and then they're like, don't cry, Colleen. Don't cry. Don't start crying in the theater, Colleen. I'm like, I'm not crying. Leave me alone. I can't help myself. I really can. But I'm a hopeless romantic. I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie, I'm not going to lie, for my friends listening out there, I did cry on that movie. But everybody cried on The Notebook. Who
cried.
Didn't? Like, come on.
You have to cry.
Like, who didn't? Like, be real, guys, okay? Don't judge me. So, okay, so now we're going to talk about makeup.
Okay.
So, what is your favorite, like, I know, like, makeup's a thing. What's your favorite beauty product?
NARS makes a tinted moisturizer. It is my absolute favorite. It's like the one thing I have to have. I'm really not a big makeup girl. I keep the NARS, you know, tinted moisturizer. I keep a concealer from MAC, mascara, and lip gloss. And
yeah.
Outside of that, I just call somebody to come do my makeup for me.
Well, my favorite beauty product is this lip gloss by Naked Urban Decay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's called, the color is Besso, but it's like a natural, like, lip gloss. And I just really love it. Like, it doesn't make my lips feel nasty or anything. It makes it moisturized. Like, I really like it.
That's
my
need.
Favorite beauty
that's
product.
All you need.
Yeah. Okay. So, choose three social media sites. Like, which ones are your favorite? So, out of three, is your favorite one Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Out of those three, yes.
Okay. My favorite is Snapchat. And this
I
is
cannot
why.
Get into it. I don't know it. Why.
Snapchat, you should. Oh my gosh, you like just. I don't know. Like, you have to add like certain people, just people you don't know. But I love Snapchat because the reason why is you can't pretend on Snapchat. There's not really a lot of filters, and I mean
you can't
because on Instagram, like, people pretend like they can, like, you know, set do a setup and like.
Yeah.
You know, but like y'all on Snapchat. Y'all should see her posing. But on Snapchat, like, there's not a lot of filters. Like, you can't pretend.
It's real life.
It's real life. Yeah. And, like, people try to pretend, but it's like, come on. Like, I see the real. And then they realize, okay. And then they delete the snap. So, like, Snapchat, I love it because you see who people really are.
Yeah.
Like I don't like to pretend on Instagram. But yeah. And then Snapchat is less intense. Like, no one knows how many followers you have or how many whatever. Like, you're just watching my story because you want to watch my story.
Got it.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why.
Well, I have a Snapchat. I just have to really, get into it and snap because I probably have, like, Snapchatted twice. I'm going to do better, y'all. I'm going to do better.
But, yeah, I would love, like, you should snap, like, when you do your tour. Everybody will watch that. People love watching, like, the tour Snapchats, like, okay, guys, on tour. Like, and then they put the state they're in, the filter, and they're like, yeah, crew, squad goals, whatever.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, so that could be, like, your first snap or whatever, okay. Like, official, exclusive.
I'm down for that.
Okay, so enough about that stuff. I know, like, she said you were married, so... I mean, that is so amazing. I love that people are finding love because some people think, like, love isn't... Some people just, they don't believe that love is out there.
Absolutely.
So, has your inspiration, like, from, like, you know, your love life, like, has that contributed to your songs and, like, you know?
Absolutely. I write and sing about every experience that I've been through. My husband is... such an amazing person. He's extremely supportive, which really helps, you know, to have somebody who's supportive of what you're doing. And he's definitely been an inspiration. Sometimes he makes me mad, you know, so that's good inspiration too. Whatever works, but he's amazing.
I love to hear that. So would he be touring with you or are you gonna just
no? He's a pretty busy guy. My husband plays baseball, so we spend a lot of time working, you know, and I'm there and he's here, and you know, we just have very busy conflicting schedules sometimes. So
how do you handle that? Because I feel like some people, like on my Facebook, they just have like so much relationship drama and they're always together and it's like like you're like, oh my gosh, I love my husband and this and that and he inspires me and we might not, like, you know, always be together, but I love him. Like, what advice do you have, like, for, I guess, people out there who are just, like, you know, trying to make it work in their relationship?
Communication is key. I think a lot of times in relationships, we don't know how to communicate. And that could be you not saying anything or you saying too much. So, you know what I mean? Like, you just kind of got to figure out the balance and figuring out your person's love language, how they want to be loved, how they need to be loved. And, you know, it's just a process. It's not easy, but, you know, if you love the person, it's definitely worth it.
All right. Thank you. You guys, that is, like, real legit advice, like, seriously, from Colleen. So you better take it because, like, she has it all, basically. So you might want to take that. No, you do. Okay. So what are your favorite Houston like spots to go to, like when you, I know, like when I like kind of like wasn't living in Houston, whenever I came back home, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I have to, like, I had a list, I have to go here, I have to go here, I have to do all this stuff, there's not enough time. So what are your favorite things?
I love to eat, y'all. So Frenchies, of course, number one. I love Mai's Vietnamese restaurant.
I love
Asian food. I like BB's.
BB's.
It's a Cajun cafe. It's really good. They have, I think, three locations.
I'm going to look that up. I like food, too, so I'm, like, taking notes.
Yeah.
I'm like, mine.
And I love crawfish. I mean, you can't really get good crawfish in L.A., but my brother makes them in the backyard, so I can't tell y'all where to go for those. I'm trying to think of where else I love to go. Anywhere good. I mean, Houston has great food. You know, LA, a lot of people are very, very health conscious. So I eat a lot differently, you know, there than I do here. So when I come home, it's like, ooh, I got to work out like 2 times a day so I can eat.
Yeah.
But it works out.
When you come home, like other than food, are there any like are there any family friends that you look forward to seeing? Like, I know for me, I always look forward to seeing my friend Nyjah. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I have to see my friend. This is my best friend in the whole world, and we don't see each other. So, like, you have like that best friend that you're like, I'm in Houston.
You know what? My whole family is here, and my husband's entire family is here. So when we come home, we want to see everybody. You know what I mean? It's not one person in particular. Like, my brothers are here, my parents, my grandparents. You know, we want to see everybody. So it's a great experience coming home because it's nothing like family. You know, we're in LA and I don't have much family. I have a little bit of family, but it, you know, it's not like your parents and your grandparents, you know, getting able to really spend that time. So I love coming home.
Okay. I love to hear that. So, another question. I know I'm asking a lot of questions.
It's okay.
Another question, like you said, you live in LA. So is like, I know like the food wise, it's more healthier over there. Mm-hmm. Is there like, what is your favorite trait, I'll say, about Houston, like atmosphere with people and culture? Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite trait about like the LA people and the LA culture?
You know, what I love about Houston, and I didn't know that I loved it about Houston until I left, people here are really nice.
They are.
They're genuinely nice. You speak to people. If you bump into somebody, you say, excuse me, you say good morning, you know, those kinds of things. When you leave here, it's not
different.
Like that. You know, I was in the grocery store the other day in LA and this lady bumped into me and she didn't even say anything. And I like turned around, I looked, and my husband was like, just keep walking. He's like, why are you just now noticing that people do this? And I'm like, because it's rude. You know, but he's like, you know, we're Southern people, you know, it's. Not everybody in LA is like that, but the culture is just different. Mm-hmm. You know, in the South, people are more friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, they speak even when they don't know you and they don't have to. So that's one thing. What I love about LA is the weather.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the weather. I heard the weather changes like throughout the day or something. Mm-hmm, and you have to layer.
No. Well, at night it gets cool, but it's like beautiful all day every day. It's probably rained 4 times in the 3 years I've been there. No lie.
You know, like my least favorite weather is rain.
And oh well, my girl, mom, you need to come to LA.
She doesn't accept it. My mom is like, whatever. I'm like, no, mom, I really hate rain. Like she'll try to run errands even when it's rain. I'm like, mom, I don't think I can do this because it's raining outside.
Doesn't rain.
Like, I hate rain. Like, it's especially like in Houston. You know how Houston weather
is.
It's
like hot, cold, rainy, and storming all in one day.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, I got sick like within the past week because it was cold on Monday, then it was hot on Tuesday, then I was just like, and then I was looking crazy because on the cold days I wore something for the hot days, and on the hot days I was like, okay, it was cold yesterday, so I had like a beanie and a jacket, and I was just like, okay,
I understand, trust me.
So like, yeah, I probably should move to LA. Like, I hate rain. Like, I hate it.
It doesn't rain. I mean, it rains sometimes, but it is very rare. When it rains there, people act like it's snowing. Like, people are getting in accidents. They're like nervous on the road. I'm like, what is going on here?
So that song that Tony made is like, that's real life.
It's for real.
Wow.
And every time it does rain, people quote that song. And I'm like, y'all, this is the first time it's rained in like 6 months. Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think I love LA weather, too. So, okay. So, I don't have anything else to ask, I don't think. If you have any questions you want to ask me, I mean, you can go ahead. If you don't, thank you so much for coming.
Of course. Thank you.
I would just love for you to just tell everyone, like, you know, your social media accounts so they can follow you.
Absolutely. So all of my information is on my website, which is www.colinecruzo.com. I'll spell that. It's a little complicated. It's ColineCruzot. And that is my Twitter at Colleen Cruzo. And my Facebook is Colleen Cruzo. And my Instagram is at CoCruz, COCREUZ. And Snapchat is at Colleen Cruzo. I'm going to do better on Snapchat, I promise.